Gonna Wednesday. Thanks for being with us. Michael Jenkins, she is Chelsea Messenger, coming up in the show. If you ever need a mini break from football, and many of you might be saying, dude, I don't. Well, if you do, we'll tell you what you should be streaming. So I had to take an L the other day. You know, sometimes you just have to take an L. And you know who gave me the L? This company. Because they sent me one of those emails. Yeah. Which I get. You have to, like, I'm fairly tech savvy. And I got an email that said, you need to change your password. And I was like, this is from Odyssey, right? It's from the company for whom I work. And I was like, this absolutely just reeks of click this link and it's going to say you've been spammed, right? You shouldn't have clicked this link. You needed to contact IT first. And I'm like, I don't want to contact IT and ask about this email. Like, that's a whole process. So, and also, I don't want to go through the process of, if this is actually real, of having to get locked out of my account or having to change the password at an awkward time. I was like, I don't think I need to change my password. It's pretty easy. This just feels like I'm going to click it and it's going to say, be careful, be careful. Should have talked to IT. And I was like, that's exactly what this is. But also, if it's real, I don't want to go through the process. I'm not going to contact IT and ask them about this. So I was like, fine. Here it comes. And sure enough, I clicked it. Oh, be careful. Be careful. Oh, you got spammed. I'm like, yeah, I know. I know. But now I know I don't have to change my password just in case. I don't have to go through the process of contacting IT, which you should do if you're an idiot and you don't know. And so I just took the L and said, yep, deleted it and moved forward. That actually saved me a lot of time as opposed to going through these official channels, which I know I've seen enough idiocy in the workplace to know that you have to be vigilant for some people. But for me, it's like when someone puts a finger on your chest and like, look, and you're like, I know what you're doing. And you're just like, just get it over with. You look down, they hit you in the nose. So I took the L.
Well, let me give you an insider tip. If you don't open any emails, you can't get spammed. Because, Jenks, your brain would probably explode with the amount of emails I have. Like, you would not love it. Because yes. I have the feeling that, like, you get emails and you check them immediately. And, like, I think we all fall on, like, one side of the aisle here. Like, there are type A people, there are type B or C people. My inbox right now sits at 4,774.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Right now, my inbox, yes, work and home is zero. I have no emails in either. Everything is put away or responded to. Yeah, everything's put away. I don't have anything right now. It would drive me crazy if I see.
Some of it's promos. Like, half of these, I don't need to open them. Like, Marriott Bonvoy. No, thank you. NFL kickoff. Prepare for Sunday. Oh, the NFL's coming. I think I already knew this as well. So, like, most of it's, like, nonsense. Do you get what I'm saying? So, like, I'm not going to, like, click every box. And now that I'm over, like, 4,000 emails, that in itself would take forever. Like, do I just delete everything? No. So, it just sits there. And listen, I don't care. It's not my, like, problem, all this space and memory.
Drive me crazy. And also, I don't subscribe. If I subscribe to something, it's very, I don't want to say niche, but there's only a very small handful of things I subscribe to. Like, as soon as I get something I don't want, which is all the time, which I feel like everyone gets, I'm like, no, unsubscribe, unsubscribe, unsubscribe. Oh, Denton says, all right, Denton, get in here for a second. Double D says he has 4,400 emails. Denton, give us the number.
So I have three different email accounts that I will give you the number of. My Odyssey email has 7,000 unread
emails. Crap.
My SiriusXM email has 14,000 unread emails. And my personal email has 62,000 unread emails.
62,000? 62,000. Oh, my. And that's amazing.
I did not think the number was going to be that high, but I pulled it up, and it is 62,266. Because, like what Chelsea says, it's a bunch of promo, and I don't need a sexy Russian model. So I'm good. I don't need those. I don't want money from the prince of whatever. I don't need, you know, CVS receipt. I don't need any of that.
That would blow my mind. That's incredible. I'm actually impressed. Like when Baxter ate the wheel of cheese, I'm actually impressed.
I actually tried to like, do the mark all as unread thing, and then the website crashed on the 62,000 one. So it's just there.
Oh, incredible. I mean, Catherine's the same way. Like every now and then, but her work is like stupid. Like the amount of emails that she gets is her file system. I can't even look at it, but she's the same way. So I'll look down at her phone. I'm like, oh my God, that's making me nervous. But anyway, different strokes, but it's always interesting to hear.
Well, didn't you just hear, like, nothing has happened to Denton since, you know, and he has 60,000 unread emails, and, like, nobody's thrown him in jail yet. So, like, that's the thing. Like, what are the consequences? I haven't read these emails. Who cares?
Well, you know, for me, I just like to handle stuff. I don't like looking in. I need to get some, look at something, get to it right away, or handle it, or delete it, or whatever. I'm just kind of a psycho like that. But one thing we can all agree on, email or no, is that we love to stream stuff, so let's find out what we've been checking out the past week. I got a quick watch for you. Hour and a half documentary. It's on Netflix. It's called Unknown Number, The High School Catfish. And I was not going to watch this originally over the weekend while I was working on this show. Lovely Catherine started it, and I came in about 25 minutes in, and I sat down, and by the end, I was like yelling at the TV. I was so angry how this turned out. Teenage couple in Michigan, cyberbullied for 2 years. Terrible things said to these kids. Awful. And they put up all the different text messages. You can't even repeat half of them. Awful. They cannot figure out who is sending these kids these messages. They investigate everyone. Family, friends, classmates, teachers, whatever. Small town. Finally, the FBI comes in and figures it out. And it's just stunning, the result. I'm not going to give it away. Hour and a half, easy watch, compelling watch, and by the end, I was very, very angry at the result. Unknown Number, The High School Catfish, I would recommend it.
As somebody who has a daughter in school now, no thank you, please. I don't want my mind going wild with what's going to happen to my daughter once she enters high school. That is some stress that I will be putting off until later. All right, so Jenks, I'm one of those people who is not streaming anything right now because, like, there's a lot of football on. And listen, like, at night, we watch baseball. We paid for the extra innings package, so we're going to get our money's worth. But I will say this. Now that it's football season, I do consume, like, some other TV shows that are about football. And it used to be the pecking order for me was Good Morning Football. It used to be, like, the Pantheon. Mm-hmm. I will say the new cast is not my favorite, but I can't put a finger on why. Like, have you paid attention to, like, the cast shakeup? Because it used to be Kay Adams, who obviously now has her new show and makes a ton of money, and good for her. Peter Schrager, who I think is still on there. Kyle Brandt, maybe? Peter Schrager's not on there?
No, Schrager's at ESPN, but Brandt is still on there.
Oh, that's what it is. But, like, my point being is that am I nostalgic for the old cast just because it was the first iteration that I watched? Or is it a better product when those cast members are in the building? Because they've all gone on to, like, do big things. Even, like, Nate Burleson has gone on to, like, I think Good Morning America. So I don't know. I'm trying to, like, give it a chance. Because it's not like you watch it and it's bad. Like, the people who are on there now are still good, with the exception of, like, maybe Manti Te'o. I don't know. I feel like he's being forced upon us.
It's him. Like, I actually think that he does good analysis. But I think the premise of sitting and watching Manti Te'o is kind of still tough because we know everything that happened.
Yeah.
And you're like, he gives good stuff, seems like a really likable dude.
Can't get past it.
You got heavily catfished in like 2012, and I've never been able to get past it.
I get that.
That's so unfair, though, right? Like, the guy deserves a second chance.
It's
for
totally
me,
unfair.
I just don't think he has like the charisma of some of the other guys. And like, that's not fair. It's like one of those things that, it's almost like the clutch gene in sports where, like, some people have it and, like, some people just don't.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's like the charisma missing for me, but like it's nothing of his own fault. I just think it was a very high bar and a very lofty goal to like set that standard, you know, because that original cast was so good. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm wrestling with these days is, you know, should I like a Good Morning Football?
Well, I mean, I am very much interested watching those shows from a broadcasting, like a technical perspective sometimes.
Right.
And from a chemistry standpoint, chemistry is really hard to develop. Like sometimes you just don't have it. Like there is something there that, you know, you can work on different things. You can get to know someone, but then there is always sort of a natural give and take and natural chemistry, just like anyone you might meet in regular life when you're not on the air. Like you might run into someone at a restaurant or a bar. You've known someone for a long time, and sometimes you just click with people. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes it gets better. Sometimes it doesn't. And that's a really dynamic thing that you see. Could be NFL Network, could be Fox, CBS. Sometimes they try to make it work on their pregame shows or during a broadcast booth. And sometimes you can tell that it's okay. Like it's still the NFL or it's still a big sporting event, so it's fine. But sometimes you can tell there's something missing.
I think that is why the old SportsCenter worked so well, because the chemistry was always amazing.
Yeah.
You know, those guys played off each other so well. So now you watch SportsCenter, and it's not like the people are bad at their jobs. Like, technically, they're very sound. You get what I'm saying? It's just like that missing X factor is just not there anymore.
I think that's an exceptional point, because these guys were friends. They would hang out. And you could tell, like, it's not just, this is fun, we're talking about sports. It's, we are having such a good time doing this show together. Like, that's a whole different dynamic, and it's just a little more staid now. So it's still fine, but that dynamicism just isn't there. Coming up next on the show, okay, back to the AFC we go as we check in on the Colts and the Titans and the rest of the AFC South as well, thank God. Hour 2 is coming up next on the Daily Tip on a Bet MGM Network. Stay right there.